Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Reish Nun Aleph, and we were in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah in the Ramah in Sif Beis, where the Mishnah Berurah was just saying how, in Sif Katan, Zayin, he was just explaining how even a safar, even a barber, up until Shabbos can take pay if he's doing it and giving someone a haircut up until Shabbos, if it's for Shabbos, taking a haircut for Shabbos. And now the Mishnah Berurah continues. Pasav Magen Avram. Sha'arizal ha'yanizah sholeh galeah ha'char mincha ha'filu be'erev Shabbos. Magen Avram had the following statement. Dari was nizar not to go ahead and shave, take a haircut after mincha time, even afilu be'erev Shabbos. What's this afilu be'erev Shabbos? What's the problem during the week? So therefore, he had the following understanding of the Ari. The mashakosav achar mincha, when he said achar mincha, haynu achar shehigiyaz man mincha, aval lo ma'ri shehizfal mincha. It's talking about where the time of mincha, the zman mincha, arrived, but he did not yet daven mincha. That's what we're talking about. Behind the ka'amar afilu be'erev Shabbos. And that's what he means, even on Erev Shabbos. The Rota Lomar, this means to say, lo mi boi v'chol kodem shispal mincha. For sure, during the week, it's the other way around. For sure, during the week, before you daven mincha, if zman mincha arrives, you can't get a haircut until you daven mincha. El afilu l'tzorach Shabbos, shu mitzvah, even if l'tzorach Shabbos, getting a haircut for Shabbos, which is a mitzvah, gam kein lo yom galeach, the Ari would not get a haircut or shave, achar shehigiyah zman mincha v'lo v'spal. If his man mincha arrived and he did not yet daven, now the olam sheino nizarim b'zeh. Why aren't people nizarim? They'll get haircuts after his man mincha, even before they daven mincha. Afilu achar shegiya zman mincha ketana, even after the mincha ketana. Yesh lomar the kevan shekayrin lebeis hakneses. So this is something that those of you who were with us earlier in Yomi learn that. Since they would call people to shul, the shamash would come and say, time for mincha. Or let's say in Eretz Yisrael, you have a siren coming out an hour before. Lo chayishin sheyabor al yedei, ze zman ha-tfila. There would not be any concern that you're going to pass zman ha-tfila. So that's why that they weren't discerning this. But it sounds like that barring a community that would be having someone to go ahead and remind people to daven mincha, you would not be able to get your haircut after zman mincha if you did not yet daven mincha. We move on here. Sif. Oh, let's go to the Ramah. Let's finish up the Ramah. Back to the Ramah. Yesh la'adam l'mayit tzas v'limudo be'er Shabbos k'dei sheyachin tzarchei Shabbos. A person should go ahead and he should minimize his learning a little bit on Erev Shabbos in order to prepare for Shabbos. Right, we saw that even the great Amorayim went ahead and prepared for Shabbos. Look what he says here. Sivkat Mechas. Yesh l'adam. Lachain ain kovin yeshiva ve'ezer mekaymais Erev Shabbos. This is why they don't have yeshiva on Erev Shabbos. You can go show this to all your high schools. Yeshiva Ketana, Yetzicha. What do you mean? We gotta help. On Erev Shabbos, Yeshiva Berurah says, Ben Reuben, you can tell him, Yeshiva Berurah says, Erev Shabbos. Can't have yeshiva. Uba sefer seder kasav. Uba sefer seder hayom. Seder hayom kasav. Dimragi lulmo davar sheyesh lo kitzva. If a person has a kvius, a set time and amount of that he learns. O shalom egim rabim, or he teaches a group. Al yivat lenu. He should not be mevatel from that in order to go ahead and do his Shabbos preparations. Uperish Rashi al and Perish Rashi al Asidra, going ahead and learning Parsha with Rashi, Mikri Dava Sheyesh Lo Kitzvah. That's considered learning a fixed amount. Valkein Lo Gazrinan Shema Yimsho Chalalaila. Therefore, he's not concerned that he's going to go ahead and continue on until the night. Vimlo Yimtza Acharkach Liknos. But if he can't do what? Find stuff in the stores are going to be sold out. Then he should not go ahead and establish his learning in the morning, even if it's set amount. Bekvias, and even if he's teaching and giving a shiur to a group. Earlier in Reish Nun, we discussed this in the Beralacha, in the MB recording, we discussed the Beralacha, and also, Sif Katan Tez Kadesh Yachin. What's the reason why you should have learn a little less? The person, in order to prepare for Shabbos, Bim Yeshlo Mishareish Yachin Mishulo, if he has a servant that can prepare the Shabbos for him, ain't Sarach, he doesn't have to keep learning. But Kol Shekeinim Heichin V'Yom Chamishi, and for sure, if he's already all prepared from Thursday, Bevada Yuchal Mok Nafi, he can just keep steiging all day. But didn't we say you have to, even the great ones have to go ahead and do something? That's what he says. Miu Mikol Matom Sarach Takein Eizad Davar L'Chavak Shabbos. So you can steig all day, but you should still do something. L'Chavak Shabbos. I mean, Shiurim from a couple of days ago, where we went and we told over this in Karelitz, the trade dinim in prepping for Shabbos. Even if a person has many, many servants, he still should do something to prepare for Shabbos. And also, I'll add that from Kivut Avayim also, you can take out, even if you're steiging all day on Friday, you can go ahead and do a little extra for Kivut Avayim too. I'll take that on my Achrayas, and let's move on. Okay, Reish Nun Beis. Din Melachis Hamutarim V'asurim Lahaskil Be'er Shabbos Kedei Shiyu Nigmarim B'Shabbos. So now we're starting we're getting started on halachas that are going to take us into the halachas of shehiya and chazara and a lot of heavy duty stuff. But it starts out with the halachas of things that you're a malachas, you're allowed to start on Erev Shabbos for it to automatically continue on into Shabbos. Things that you're allowed to do, even though it's malacha, that if you did it on Shabbos, it would be usur. If you started before Shabbos and it continues into Shabbos and still operates without you physically doing it, that's going to be okay. So look what he says. Mutala hasil malacha be'erev Shabbos sadal chashecha. A person is allowed to go ahead and start malacha on Erev Shabbos, close to even Shkia. Afal kishayna yachal agamra mivod yom, even though he's not going to be able to finish that malacha. Meaning it's not going to get finished by Shkia. But he nigmeres me'alev b'Shabbos. It's okay as long as it what? As long as it automatically gets finished, this malacha, automatically, without you doing anything on Shabbos. What's an example? If you go and lishros diyo v'samamanim b'mayim, if you go ahead and you soak dyes, ink and dyes, to make dyes in water b'mayim, v'heim nishrim kol Shabbos, and in order to become a good ink and dye, it has to do what? It has to soak in the water all of Shabbos. That's okay. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Aleph, lishros diyo. So what's the Isser? So the Machlokes as to what the Isser is. He says, if he actually did it, didn't start it before Shabbos, what would the Isser be? What would the Isser be? So some say it's also Mishum Megabel, which is, Megabel is like Lisha, kneading. How is that? Because there are Achronim that hold just mixing the ingredients together, that become combined together, will be Lisha. Others say, Shema'arev Hadiyo V'amayim Yachad. That's why it's Megabel. The Yeshomim the Asim Yishum Soveya. And others say the Isser is because of dying. The Malach is one of dying. Now why wouldn't everyone agree to that? Because here you're not really dying another item. You're creating the dye. So it's a Machlokas Rambam and Ravid, whether or not that's the Malach of dying, of Soveya. But anyway, there is some Malach going on here. Whatever the Malach is. But he started the Malach before Shabbos, and it continues, and it's operating automatically on Shabbos. So Afilu Achi came to Shemassil Bezman Mutter Be'er Shabbos. He says, even so, since he starts it when it's Mutter on Erev Shabbos, Umemela, and automatically it's Nigmar HaPu'ula, the action is automatically finished on Shabbos, Shari, it's going to be okay to do. V'chein B'chol Hanik, D'chachashev, and so to all the things that we're going to be saying now that are permitted, Yesh Ban Isser Da'oraisa. These things all have an Isser Malacha Da'oraisa if it was done Kishaosos on Shabbos. Afilu Achi, but even so, Kevan Shemassil Be'er Shabbos, since you start an Erev Shabbos that you're doing, and you yourself are doing nothing on Shabbos, it's just automatically continuing on Shabbos, Shari, it's going to be okay. Let's now look at some more examples, back to the Shulchan Aruch. V'laseis unin. What are unin? Perish agudos, bundles, shel pishtan. Bundles of pishtan, flax. Flax, you probably know what pishtan is more than you know what flax is. Okay, but it's used for linen. You probably know what pishtan is more than flax and linen. Okay? Shel pishtan, latanur kidei she yislavnu. You put it into these ovens, you would put the bundles of pishdan into the ovens, kadesha yislavnu, in order to bleach them. Let's look at sifkat and beis. Shall pishdan latanur? Why is it okay, and what are you allowed to do? So you're putting it in, seemingly you're just putting it into the oven before. And then it is bleaching, it is finishing its bleaching procedure in the oven on Shabbos. So he says, v'afilu ein tuach kisuyo betit. Even if the oven's covering is not, even if the oven door or covering, depending on where it was, is not sealed with plaster, with tit, even if it's not sealed, because if it's sealed, you won't be able to stir the coals. Even if it's not sealed, we're not concerned, Shemi Yigala HaKisui, that you're going to take off the cover, that you're going to open the oven door, and stir the what? And stir the coals. We're not worried about that. Why? Normally we're worried about those kinds of things, as we're going to see. Right? By food that you eat, we're going to see, we're concerned, if food is not fully cooked, that you're going to come and you're going to stir the coals. So why is this allowed? Even if it's open, why are you allowed to do this? Guys, you know that, right? You know there's a halacha called shihiya. You're not allowed to leave food on in an oven because you might come to stir the coals if it's not fully cooked. Right? So how come here you're allowed to leave the flax dying, not dying, the flax bleaching in the oven, even if the oven is not sealed? So he says, the kaven daruach kasha, because in this case, when it comes to bleaching, any air that comes into the oven is going to be bad for the bleaching process. Kosher lehem. So therefore, lochayshin and shem yigalehu. Unlike what yigalehu. Unlike by bishul of food, where there's a concern you're going to stir the coals in order to do what? In order to cook the food better. Here, the concern is not there because you don't want to go ahead and take the cover off. Because if you take the cover off, air is going to come in and mess with the bleaching process. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Let's say semer letol chayora. What about putting wool into a vat? A vat of these big, big pots. Not like the pots for cooking. A big yora. She'ena ala eish. As long as this yora, this vat, is not on the fire, you could do it. V'hitucha v'tit. And it is sealed. So it has to be a vat that's off the fire and sealed. A big, huge pot can have the wool in it to dye the wool. Okay? As long as it is off the fire and it is sealed. Why? She'in hi ala eish, because number one, if the vat is on the fire, asur shemi yechateh, we're concerned that you're going to come and stir the coals. Perish yigala, you'll reveal the coals. The yayir agachalim machteh, you'll stir the coals with some type of coaling device. Coal stirring device. Va'afilu eina al ha'esh. And even if it's not on the fire. So if it's not on the fire, why are you concerned? You're not going to stir the coals. Then eina tucha betit, if it's not sealed, you have a different concern. Also, shami yagis babakaf. You might come to stir it while it's still hot, still a kli rishon, in the pot with its big, huge stirring spoon, and that would also be a bishul scenario. That would be a bishul scenario. The first one would be a concern of kindling the flame higher. The second one would be a concern of cooking faster the wool, the dyeing, okay, dyeing it dyeing it faster, or maybe even cooking it faster, depending on if you hold that it is cooking by non-food items. Okay, but you're right. It would make the tzviya go faster. Correct. And it would therefore be tzviya. Excellent, Rabbeinu Schneider, also of Hawaii Torah fame. Okay, Shema, the Tatis, of course, the Tati of the Talmidims. Let's move on here. Sif Katan Gimel, Semer Letol Chayore, wool inside the vat, be Kolete Tatseva, and it's therefore going to go ahead and collate, absorb. Very good, excellent. Marava helps out the guy who lost his English. Okay, it absorbs. Shemi yechate kedei liklo kate. Sorry, be collected that tzeva. It's going to absorb the tzeva when you put it into the hat vat with the dyes. Sifkat and dalid. Aser shema yichate. The yisur is that we're concerned in a case where it is on the fire. We're concerned you're going to stir the coals. Even when there is time in order for the tzeva to absorb into the dye, to absorb into the tzemer before Shabbos, afilu hachi aser. Why? Shema yechata kedei liklot heitev. Because even if it's going to absorb before Shabbos, you want it to absorb geshmak. So you might go ahead and stir it even more so when it comes to Shabbos time, to because you want that dye nice and you want that semer nice and blue or green or yellow or pink. Sifkatan hay shema yagis babakaf. The concern is even off the flame, if the vat is not sealed, the concern is that you will go ahead and stir the pot. There is very important. Even though the Mechaber is comparing the stirring of a vat with the stirring of a pot for food, ain't a shovel of gamre. It's not exactly the same. Why? When it comes to a pot, imi mevusheles, we're going to see in the next halacha, he says, go back to the Shulchan Aruch for a second. Vamegis bekedera afilu eino ala eish chayev mishum mevashel. If you stir a kedera, a pot, even when it's not on the eish, you're going to be chayiv for bishul because you're speeding up the cooking. That's the case of speeding up the cooking. So look what he says. But you can't. So now the Mishnah Berurah is saying it's not exactly the same. The concern for stirring the vat with the dyes to absorb it more, is different than the concern for stirring the pot. Again, this is both off the flame for food. Why? The bigdeira bavushel is called sarko. When it's off the pot, if it's fully cooked, there's no isser to stir once it's fully cooked. But when it comes to the yora, the vat, it's always going to be a problem. Because it's going to be, you're going to chas v'sholom wanting to absorb more. Therefore, you can't put a tzemer, a wool in a pot that is boiling hot close to the chashecha, kisheina tucha, if it's not sealed. Even if it's going to go ahead and fully absorb, because there's always more to absorb. Even if it's considered like same way, like it's fully cooked, it's fully absorbed, it's still more absorbed and more absorbed that you have to be concerned. You'll say even more well done, even a more well done shult. So when we get to it, we'll discuss that as well. Ad kan. Bechin, boys.